nice, slow breaths into your heart. Surround your heart with gratitude. This is the time to say thanks for all that brought you to the chair today, this weekend. Whatever that pilgrimage may have been for you, your heart can overflow with gratitude that you are here and you are part of the energy here now, forever. The energy stamp right here in this family, in this room. And as you allow that gratitude to expand more fully, let it encompass your whole body. Let a beautiful cloud of gratitude surround you and give you a cocoon of light. And feel supported and loved by the energy in the room, by the staff and the presenters, by the entourage of Kryon. And know that you take this with you when you go, and it becomes a part of who you are every day. You only have to come back to this moment to feel all that you have experienced and the beautiful love and wisdom that is here for you now and always.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. When you take a look at the various places on the planet, some of them have different energies, even in the dirt. It's a hard thing to explain, because you don't see the energies that are there, but you can certainly feel them. And many times the result of a Gaia cooperation with humanity in a certain way will create pockets where people will clump and live because they enhance what they believe. In the case of metaphysics, you're in one now. This town of Santa Fe, for hundreds of years, even before your culture arrived, the land here was felt as a healing place, a healing land. And you have then that phenomenon where Gaia supports the human being who decides this is where they want to be, to live, to heal, to meditate. And there's something about the energy that then promotes more of the same, and the town will grow. Now, all over this planet, there are pockets like these. And the interesting thing to you is they're not always in pristine places. And so there is a lot going on. And it's not necessarily about the crystalline grid, although that does have something to do with it. And so what I want to do is to address those metaphysical workers that are in those areas. You tend to clump together, and you'll find a lot of healers in one place rather than another. And it's not just here in this country. It's all over. And so I want to address the ones who are doing the work. But before I do, once again, in this energy, I want to greet the ancestors of the land that are here, who look upon this meeting and these humans who are sitting in the chairs with love and appreciation and honor. It cannot get any more real than this. It seems perhaps to you like protocol, or perhaps just something to say that is sweet and nice for a meeting like this. I wish I could show them to you. Multidimensional energies on this planet are changing. Part of a light-dark relationship that we have discussed that is indeed starting to shift, and the ratio of light and dark starting to change, affects everything here. We have only scratched the surface, as you say, in starting to describe the various changes that begin to occur. And we started even with that which is in the books of consciousness shifting, of the way people start to think differently, of systems starting to change. But there's so much more. Yesterday we described how the various reflections that you might have of your past can now be designed and changed, and you don't have to live with the sorrow and the suffering just because they etched themselves into your mind, because you have control of your mind. And in the past, dear ones, this was really tough. It was tough because darkness always seemed to win. And that has been, I would say, the way of it for all light workers, healers, meditators. It has been tough. Now, almost every healer here or listening to my voice is probably aware of a continuing, what I will call, expression. And what I'm telling you is that this is not the only time you have done this. It seems to be intrinsic in the Akash that shamanism, or the understanding of multidimensional energies, seems to sail through the veil and come into a human being in another life, in another life, in another life. And so healers begat healers begat healers. And so most of you who are so strong in these things have done it before. And that in itself carries an Akash, a remembrance, a reflection of when it didn't work before because of old energy. In times perhaps where you were persecuted for it, you had to flee the country or worse. In times where those would burn you at the stake because they were afraid of that which you carried, which we now know today is simply light and love. Where energy was simply too strong in a dark place and it was misinterpreted. And so many of you healers that listen to me now, in these special places on the planet and their surrounding areas, know exactly what I speak of. The light-dark balance on the planet is beginning to change you. And there's been many reactions to this. And I want to talk a little bit about this. Number one, this planet needs you. You have a lineage of healing, meditating, facilitating. You might be what they call a prayer warrior, where your meditations change things, where you bring together others in a room and actually change things simply because you are there thinking incoherence. There are so many of you that do different things to help this planet in places like this. You're unique. And that's who I speak to now. Unique ones that have these gifts and have had them for eons. Sometimes a healer will awaken and become a healer again and will seek out the friends Most of the time, a healer will awaken as a healer and become a hermit. And the reason for that should be obvious, is because it didn't work before. And the more people that surround you, the less chance you have of survival or doing your work. And so what happens even in the tribal days is that the healer lived on the outside of the village and the members of the tribe came to them one at a time. Unfortunately, you were also linked somehow with the weather. And if it didn't shift correctly at the right time, they beat a path to your door to tell you you were in trouble. So it was all mixed up. In times of older energies of who you were and what you did, how well you did it. That's pretty well straightened out now. But still, the Akash carries with it fear, darkness, and all the things that happen to you because of the gifts that you carry today. So the very first thing I want to say to you is that there is light where there wasn't before, even in the past. Even that Akash which you carry and you're afraid of because of the things happen can now have light where only darkness existed, because today you have the wisdom to revisit them and say that was an old energy, not representative of me today. It does not relate to me today. So you have the wisdom to go back and see it in the light. That is different. For heretofore, you've only been able to go back and see it as a horrible thing that affects you today. Wisdom is this way. You might say wisdom is a soft light that covers everything and allows you to see situations and events, personalities, and make soft decisions on all of them based upon a wise countenance. No knee-jerk reactions, saying the correct things and being a wise person, even to your own Akash and your own life. That's a gift of a healer. Start to see themselves for who they are in a different light. That's the first thing I want to give to you as a healer, as a meditator, as a prayer warrior, as a facilitator, as a helper of human beings, as a life coach, that you always have been. And those talents carry through the veil, lifetime after lifetime. But it's time to drop the past, which has hobbled the future for you. That's only the first thing. I am speaking to a group of light workers and old souls who are about to explode in their abilities on this planet. Explode. To the point that they're not going to be just noticed, but you're going to be sought after. Because what you have works. It'll be the beginning of a situation, of a paradigm shift, where even the medical community says there are things we don't understand or can't explain, but we see it working. Already in certain countries, certain indigenous leaders are being invited to find the healers of their tribe, and those are coming into hospitals. And they're being welcomed. And the reason is because it works. I want you to remember that in the medical industry, at the core level of doctors and nurses and helpers, where the people are bleeding, really, really do want to help them. And sometimes the industry gets a bad name because of all of the politics and the other things that go into it. But at the core level, they want to help people. And so when the healers start to show up, and they start to help people in unexplained ways, those doctors and nurses are not going to say, wait a minute, you can't come in because we don't understand how you're doing it. They're going to say, please come in and do it. We'll talk about why later. Because it works. And that's coming. But it can't come until you explode into this new, wonderful ability that is starting to kindle itself in all of you. I have so many suggestions. But the first one is you're going to have to drop the fear of the past. That was then, this is now. I just told you that your time is here. I also just told you that in your next life, you're going to continue. And that continuation is going to be a lot different than what you've experienced now. You'll awaken with a remembering how to do things, how to work with a multidimensional energy that others can't fathom and that you use daily. It's the beginning of an old soul revolution with that which can be seen so clearly with healing first. Well, this is what the public wants. Imagine reporting to a healer and not only having them balance your body to the point where your body starts to work with itself and the disease starts to ooze out of your cells. And it will. But imagine then, in subsequent years, when you remember and you can see and you look in the mirror, you're not aging as much. And then you start to realize your body didn't just heal, it took an instruction. An instruction that said, I'm balanced for a long time. I'm balanced past even that which I might eat, which is incorrect, because the body knows how to deal with it now and it didn't before. That's what you're looking at. Multidimensional energies that speak to the Akash and also to the innate of an individual. A full body healing doesn't just mean all the organs and the mental. It means the past. Imagine such a thing. This is the powerhouse that I'm talking about in the ones that I speak to. And some of you are smiling because you expected it. But others of you, listen up. There is a smaller group of very profound healers that have stopped healing. And you've stopped healing because you're not getting the signal anymore. And when I mean the signal, I will tell you that is unexplainable, only understandable to a healer. You feel a certain way when you approach a situation or a patient or an individual. And that feeling that you have is a multidimensional energy that has a confluence of togetherness with your own consciousness, and you simply know what to do. And that's the way you've lived this gift. Unknowingness. Others don't understand the knowingness because they don't have that ability. And you count on that knowingness every single time a situation occurs where you're about to help somebody. And suddenly, for some of you, the knowingness simply vanished. There's no coherence anymore of you and that which you used to call the universal core truth, or perhaps the healing ability you had. To some, it was frightening, depressing, but that's all you do. For some of you who are still young, time to retire, you say, and it's all centered around the last few years. It seems as light came into this planet, it disappeared for you. And I'm here to tell you something and talk directly to the ones who this has happened to, who are listening to my voice right now. I will tell you the truth. You simply changed frequencies in the radio that's talking to you, and you've tuned to the wrong station. If you had stayed tuned to that frequency which made you feel a certain way, You'd still be in an old paradigm, dear ones. Metaphorically, the frequency that is now being broadcast to the healer is far more spectrum than the one that used to be sequestered to one thing. It's enormous. But if you're not ready to tune to the enormity of it, you think it stopped. Do you understand? It didn't stop at all. It simply moved. And so to that who is hearing me now, the healer, the energy, any of those who that happened to right now, the encouragement is this. I want you to go into a state of meditation, understanding, and wisdom that only you can. And say to the universe or to spirit or to whoever you think is listening, the guides around you who are begging you to do this will take your hands and lead you right into the new frequency. But you have to ask. You have to be in a position that says, aha, I don't expect the old feeling anymore. I don't fear the fact that it's not the old feeling. I am ready for a new frequency that's going to enhance everything that's me, and I'm going to continue. And you will. This gets right back to free choice, doesn't it? It also gets back to the fact that fear stops you. Fear in the past, fear of the present, fear of the future, because you're a human being like everyone else. A human being with special abilities, especially the ability to sense frequencies, if I can even call them that, outside the spectrum of anything in 3 or 4D. You are looking at and working with a multidimensional energy that speaks to the human cellular structure. That's who you are. And it's beautiful. And so that was the second thing I wanted to cover. The first thing, again, was the ability to temper the past with the wisdom of understanding why something happened in an old energy so you can move on. Not being afraid that you're still there and it's going to happen again. It isn't. Number two, the understanding nothing stopped for you. Instead, it simply changed channels. And now we're asking you to get to the right channel. And it's not that hard because you have help. You have an innate inside you that knows you better than anything else, who's been sitting there yelling at you to change channels while you've been in depression and retirement of a healer. It's your choice. And now the third one, a review. Do you understand that the relationship to energy that you have always had is now different? The relationship to energy that you've always had is now different. And that means that the processes, procedures, and habits that you had before any shift occurred on this planet, you cannot then carry them into the new energy and expect everything to be the same. Now, this is controversial and always has been, because there are always those who will say, Spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, Mr. Kryon, I'm not going to change a thing. God never changes. And I'm going to say to you, I agree with you, dear ones. The love of the creative source is pure and has never changed and never will. But your relationship to that always changes. And the relationship to that creator is what is the tool set of the healer. You've got to change your ways. And the first thing should be good news, and it's the hardest thing to do, and that is to stop that which you believe is the relationship of darkness to what you do. You don't have to clear the room. You don't have to clear the tools. You don't have to spend time here, there, face certain directions in order to get aligned and then proceed. That is all because of an older energy where darkness was everywhere. Now, Your Merkaba, your very presence, clears it. You walk into the room and darkness leaves. How do you like it so far? I challenge you to test this. For those of you who can sense energy, but it won't work if you're carrying fear with you. When you're about to open the door and test it and say, whoa, I hope this works. You're going to open the door and expect it. It's almost like darkness be gone. You don't belong here. I've got to get on with it. And that's what takes place. This is an energy that is for you. The wind is at your back. For the first time in all of your lifetimes, you have arrived on a planet that is shifting and it's got your name on it. Because you're going to carry the load for a while. What happens after that is other human beings will start seeing what you can do and understand it's possible. And will start studying your methods. You will be the teachers, the mentors. Eventually, a lot of human beings will be able to be their own medical intuitives. The diseases of today will not be the diseases of tomorrow. They just won't. Watch this. They're going to go away. We've told you that potential and the process is so different than you expected. Do you realize what happens when cellular structure starts to vibrate higher because of consciousness is? And the answer is that the old energy disease cannot attach itself to a higher vibrating corporeal structure. Therefore, some of the diseases that are wiping you out today won't even exist tomorrow because they can't get in. That's good news. And there will be those who will laugh at it. Did you hear the latest what Crime said? Let's all gather around and laugh. Talk to you in 10 years. And that's always my answer. Humanity is starting to lift itself up slowly. Different places faster than others. There are places on this planet that will stay dark almost to the last moment. You'll find dark pockets, almost as though low consciousness has to be somewhere until the last moment when it will then clear. I told my partner some time ago that his next lifetime will be in one of those pockets that's clearing, and that his job will be to help with the clearing. The last thing for the healer. When you go in, you tend to expect what you always have had, as good as it might be. Your expectations limit the results. As good as they might be, your expectations limit the results. I want you to look at what you do and expect it to double. I want you to expect it to double, because it will. And what I mean double, I mean the efficiency, the results, the outcome, the healing, all of it. I want you to see everything double, because that is the potential at this moment on this planet, that the old souls who can see multidimensional energies and are the healers and the medical intuitives are going to explode. Doubling is for today. 10 times is later. That will get the attention of the hospitals. And that's where this is eventually going. Someday, hospital will have the allopathic and the spiritual, the metaphysical, all together, depending upon which works for whom. And all of it will be acceptable because it works. And there won't be those running around testing it because they doubt it. Because when you're working with double and triple and quadruple the results, it works. so firmly. It's not marginal that somebody comes in with a disease and walks out without it. Not marginal at all. And that it doesn't return. This is going to be the future. Allopathic will not go away. There's a place for it. There's a place for good medicine and doctors with integrity. And there's a place for a balance between that as well. All of it comes together in a balanced way that'll be a new paradigm. Instead of in tiny little boxes that compete with each other, who's right and who's wrong, or what works and doesn't work. And they'll start to realize something I've talked about before, conscious homeopathy, where you'll be able to instruct your body just like homeopathy tinctures do. And your innate will start to react, and the chemistry of your body will start to react simply because it hears instructions from a high consciousness human being, and that's going to be you. Self-healing will be one of the first modalities to try. All of these things, dear ones, come with a realization that you can't stay the same. And for those of you who are entrenched, and you know what I mean, and won't move from where you are, I'll tell you that those around you will simply race past you. And the angels around you will look at you and beg you to get on with it. And understand you cannot stay in one place with one modality and one idea just because you've had it all your life. Be open to things you don't expect. Look at every door of the future as a benevolent door. When you walk through it and there may be a non-benevolent thing that takes place, you deal with it because you carry the light. And the non-benevolence that may occur will go away quickly and will scamper. In other words, what I'm telling you is solutions to things that had no solution are at hand. Because you carry more light than you ever have before. You are not a victim of this planet. You are not a victim of a system. All of that is starting to change. Because when you walk through a door, you're going to expect things. And I've told you this before. When a light worker of high consciousness goes into a place and expects a result, it's like ordering on the menu of the universe. And here it is. You demand it, because that is what the angelic realm around you has always told you is possible. You notice how we've all mixed this in with spirituality. And there will be those who say, well, I believe the conscious part, but why do you have to bring the spiritual part into it? You're putting it in boxes again, dear ones. They're one thing. The higher consciousness is the human being attains the ladder that is climbed in the efficiency of DNA. The higher you get, the closer to the understanding of the creative source. The thinner the veil becomes, and you can't help it. There will be a spiritual component, the accelerator of the conscious shift of the planet. Because when humans see what you can do, they'll understand. Instead of getting rid of you because they're afraid of you, they're going to try to emulate you and sit at your feet and give you a chance for the first time to mentor them and saying, here's how it works. And so it is.